The emergency room staff let me know that if I don't respond, they'll need to intubate me, and intubation would be very invasive. It would hurt a lot. So they were trying to scare me, perhaps, and they were successful. They pushed me into another room, and I started speaking.
Just like a mattress, I'ma bypass that hate gas. You know equality, but it ought to be. Great grandparents had masses. Later when they hit it with a student loan, a lot of nigga can't get student loan. Different between your price struggling, my ghetto mobile home. Move that shit if they fucking with you. We get framed, painted picture. PhD folk can't even tweet shit when our race is up in their minutes. Treat me like I'm subhuman, or superhuman, but I'm just average. I'm so spastic, I can't focus. We been drowning, ain't no ocean. Sick of this shit, ain't no potion. Everybody get fucked up, no Oprah. Well, if you look like Mocha, change that shit like Sam and Sosa. Still, won't get respected. Take your life like a rapper necklace. White folks telling me to count my blessings. One, two, that's it. Why the fuck you niggas think it's so damn easy for me? You would not hire me if the government didn't force it.
They want that pain to trap my soul.
That that doctor had seen what happened, or at least my injuries, and during the exam I pled with her to send a text message to my husband, to my friends, because they had no idea where I was. She told me that she couldn't do that. I could make all the calls I wanted from jail, East, the police officer told the doctor. And then that ride in the back of the squad car from the hospital to jail East was one of the scariest times of my life, because I was essentially kidnapped. I was thrown in the back of this car. My head hurt, my arms hurt, my whole body hurt. I was tired. I hadn't talked to my loved ones in hours. It was raining, and it felt like an hour-long drive out there. And nobody knew where I was, and these two officers could have taken me anywhere they wanted.